Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We are glad to have you guys with us. Ava's here.
I'm here.
There she is. Donald's here.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm Eric. I am the host of the Valley Outdoors, and you are here for us. We got some great stories coming up. One of them that you're going to really kind of have some fun with is I found what they feel is the 30 best gun dog names.
Oh, I love this.
And multiple categories as well, Don. So let's play along. You guys are going to have fun with it. We are too. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
Good to be seen, always.
Donald?
Yeah, you too.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to leave that open for interpretation.
It's good to see you once in a while, too.
You know, a year ago, what? I was real busy.
Yes, yeah, you were.
I was MIA.
You had a couple coming out the door.
More like they were taken out the door, but yes.
They got right out into the world.
Yep, they sure did.
Yep.
And now we got one-year-old tykes running around, so.
You're only three short of a Minnesota limit. Walleye limit, that is. Oh, yes. And another show shall begin. Nothing but happiness and fun across the board, right, Don?
That's right.
Couple things we want to take a look at. You know, fishing for pike was one of those things that, you know, hey, let's go cast some weed edges and break line edges. And I hadn't really understood, because I hadn't really fished for pike, you know, specifically sought after pike, right? Northern pike. And when I started fishing rivers and really kind of understanding tributaries and how those can really be an attractant for pike as well as other species, but you see warm water or temperature variances and never realized it was that critical with pike. And it's a major key piece to the puzzle for summer pike. Finding a spot that you can consistently target them. You look for water temp. If it's hot, you've got water temp that's very warm. Shallow water, 3 feet.
So are you looking for warm water or cool water?
You're looking for warm water, but what you're looking for is near an area of colder water entry. So any type of a stream that comes in, a spring that comes in, any type of things like that that come in, you are going to find that you will have a ton of pike. And surprised me, you can be in a complete sand or mud flat in 3 feet of water and just knock them out. But if the delta, meaning not the delta, meaning the width or that delta as far as water coming in, the delta in the temperature, the difference in temperature has to be significant. Warm, extremely warm water in the main body of water where you're in and colder water by about 10 degrees. And it doesn't have to be 10. It could be 5 to 8 degrees, and you will find it's crazy the number of fish that will pull up into those areas. Fan cast, you can use your live scopes, your side imaging transducers, and to target those fish. You can use a swim bait, big paddle tail,
yep.
Really effective. And the nice part about this is it's not, quote unquote, what I would say scientific, knowing you have to do a certain cadence like a jigging wrap or a ripping wrap. All you do is throw it out, reel it back in, and it's crazy.
So let me ask. Most people do. Do you use a leader?
You absolutely have to.
Yep.
You have to. If you don't, you will pay the
be
price.
Tying on.
You will pay the price. Now, the part that I thought that was, it was a surprise to me. In this particular case, Mississippi River, we had sturgeon that were in the same area, and I mean all over the place, in 3 feet of water. And I'm not talking 24-inch. I'm not talking 30-inch. I'm talking 60-inch, 65-inch. I caught one about 65. Brought it alongside the boat, said, what are we going to do with this thing? We pulled a hook out. Surprisingly enough, I got it just fan casting a rip and wrap. Steady retrieve, and both, I had two. Caught one, brought it in, threw it out. Again, threw the bait out. 5 minutes later, I had another one. Both hooked in the lip.
That seems unusual that they would hit that type of bait.
That's what we all thought. Because we're catching pike, and they both hit, both and verified. Two guys are with me. They're both, what in the world? It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. But again, the whole point really comes down to the water temperature, the delta between the incoming water and the body of water that you're in. That delta was big enough to, I believe, bring a number of different fish into that area. But the shallowness of the water and that size fish was, it blew me away.
Surprising.
Yeah. Well,
most people, honestly, most people don't fish in 3 feet of water unless you're thinking, panfish or something like that. But even then,
people
don't fish that shallow.
So I fished a tournament on a Big Stone. And Big Stone Lake, it's western part of the state of Minnesota, right on the border of North Dakota or South Dakota, Minnesota. And early on in my tournament career, and we were pitching jigs. It's my all-time favorite thing to do. And we were fishing a body of water, part of the body of that water, in the middle of the lake in an island area. We were pitching jigs. In the tournament, now we had seen carp that were spawning, and we caught carp and caught some other things, and these carp were in swimming, stirring up the bottom. Well, the walleye went in there as well. We pulled up to a different area with more rock, and I'm looking and said, look at all the carp. And my buddy looks at me and he said, those were carp yesterday. Those aren't carp. So we looked more closely. They were all walleyes. There was like 15 of them in the shallows. Similar to what you and I saw at the governor's opener.
Right.
At the outlet of Lake Itasca, we come across, walk across the rocks, and I look down and I go, hey, Don, check that out. He looks down. There's two 18 or 19, more than that, it's probably five or seven, 18, 19-inch walleyes. So I called the lieutenant governor's guide. I said, hey, buddy, get over here. They went out and they caught some walleyes. But shallow water is very surprising, even in summer when you have hotter conditions. So we'll tell you what, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the 30 best gun dog names. You're not going to want to miss it. You may want to pick one for yourself. Be right back.